In this lecture, we will look at the concept of double grossing for IHT. Before we do so, we need to identify situations where grossing up is required. When working out the IHT on a death estate, and subsequently computing the distribution of the estate between the various beneficiaries, there are three potential routes to follow. No grossing up, as assumed in the first part of the IHT course, single grossing, as outlined in the previous lecture, and double grossing, to be outlined here. To identify whether to gross or not to gross, we will follow the flowchart, which should now have appeared on your screen. The first question to ask is whether any part of the residue is exempt from IHT, i.e. has some or all of the residue been left to a spouse, civil partner, or a UK charity. If the answer is no, there is no grossing up. If there is no grossing, we simply calculate the IHT as we have done so far, i.e. by calculating the taxable estate and multiplying by 40%. If some or all of the residue is exempt, the next question to ask is whether the will has left any tax-free legacies. Remember, unless the will states otherwise, gifts of UK assets are tax-free. Again, if the answer is no, i.e. the whole of the estate is left on residue, or the only gifts are tax-bearing legacies, there is no grossing up. Therefore, for there to be a grossing up situation, we need both an exempt or partly exempt residue, and at least one tax-free legacy. If we have both an exempt or partly exempt residue and a tax-free legacy, the next question to ask is whether there is something else in the estate which is chargeable to inheritance tax. This something else will either be a tax-bearing legacy or part of the residue being chargeable to IHT. If the answer is no, i.e. the will simply leaves a tax-free legacy and a fully exempt residue, single grossing applies. In this case, the only chargeable part of the estate is the tax-free legacy. However, as the tax will be borne from the exempt residue, we calculate the IHT using the grossed-up rate of 40 over 60. We covered this in the previous lecture. If the answer is yes, we have a double grossing situation. Therefore, in summary, single grossing applies in one situation, i.e. where there are one or more tax-free legacies and a wholly exempt residue. Double grossing applies in two situations. First, where there are one or more tax-free legacies and a partly exempt and partly taxable residue. Double grossing also applies where there are a mix of tax-free and tax-bearing legacies and the residue is either wholly or partly exempt. If none of the above apply, we calculate the IHT without any grossing up. Over the next few pages, various scenarios will appear on your screen. You should click on the box marked either single grossing, double grossing, or no grossing, depending on whether the scenario requires single grossing, double grossing, or no grossing at all. The will leaves a villa in Spain to the daughter and the residue of the estate to the spouse. The legacy is tax-bearing as the asset is foreign. As there are no tax-free legacies, there is no grossing up. The will leaves the US share portfolio to the nephew and the residue to be divided equally between the spouse and the daughter. Again, the legacy is tax-bearing as the asset is foreign. As there are no tax-free legacies, there is no grossing up. The will leaves the house in London to the granddaughter and the residue to be divided equally between the spouse and the son. In this case, there is a tax-free legacy, and some part of the residue is exempt. Grossing up will be required. As part of the residue is exempt and part is chargeable, this is a double grossing situation. The will leaves the cottage in France to the daughter, the house in London to the son, and the residue to the spouse. There is a tax-free legacy and an exempt residue, so grossing up is required. where there is a mix of tax-free and tax-bearing legacies and a wholly or partly exempt residue, this is another double grossing situation. The will leaves the UK shares to the daughter and the residue to the spouse. There is a tax-free legacy and an exempt residue, so grossing up is required. As there is no other part of the estate which is chargeable to IHT, this is a single grossing situation. In the final scenario, the will leaves the UK house to the spouse, the villa in Spain to the son, and the residue of the estate to the daughter. In this case, there is no exempt residue. Where the residue is fully chargeable, there is no grossing up. Let us now consider why we have double grossing. The process of double grossing has evolved to deal with a problem we sometimes have in computing the IHT liability. By way of illustration, Rachel died in January 2011. She had made no lifetime gifts. Her estate was valued at £900,000 and consisted of the family home and possessions in London, worth £430,000, and cash and quoted shares worth £470,000. Rachel left her house and possessions to her son, Vincent, and the residue to be divided equally between her niece, Tess, and her favourite charity, the NSPCC. We need to calculate the IHT payable on Rachel's death and show how her estate is to be distributed. The problem we have in trying to calculate the tax is this. The gift of the house to Vincent is a tax-free legacy, as it is a UK asset. The tax on this legacy will be therefore paid from the residue of the estate. To calculate the tax on the tax-free legacy, we need to know the estate rate, i.e. the average rate of tax which applies to the estate. To calculate the estate rate, we need to know the amount of the taxable residue. We can't calculate the taxable residue until we know the value of the gross tax-free legacy. We can't calculate the value of the gross tax-free legacy until we have an estate rate. Therefore, we have a circular calculation. The solution to the problem is this. First, we estimate the gross value of the specific legacy and use that estimate to calculate the tax on the residue. Once we have the estimated tax on the residue, we recalculate the value of the specific gift. This is the double in the double grossing procedure. Once we have a more precise figure for the gross specific legacy, we can work out real tax on the residue and divide the estate from there. Because it is partly based on an estimate, the answer produced by a double grossing situation is not 100% mathematically correct. However, it gives us an answer close enough to be accepted by HMRC. There is a 6-step procedure to follow when doing a double grossing calculation. Step 1. We gross up the tax-free legacies as if they were the only part of the estate which is chargeable to IHT, i.e. we effectively do a single grossing calculation. Step 2. We calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute notional tax based on this estimated value. Step 3. We use this notional tax to work out an estate rate. Step 4. Using this estate rate, we gross up the tax-free legacy as in step 1. This is the double grossing. Step 5. We recalculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute IHT based on this value. This gives the actual inheritance tax payable. Step 6. Finally, we recompute the estate rate and use this to show the burden of tax and how the estate is to be distributed. We will illustrate how this 6-step process works by running through some numerical examples in the next part of this session.